So it is 7:08 by my clock, and we're on the stream. It appears we have a quorum, so I'm going to call to order the March 13th meeting. No, yeah, the March 13th meeting of the KPFT LSB. If the secretary would call the roll, we'd make sure we got a quorum. Oh. And let me say, I got an email from Frank Pratka asking for an excused absence.
Excused absence.
We love you, Matt. We're happy for you.
Yeah.
And Joseph Davis.
Okay.
Who does Jane? Jane?
We can't hear Rob. Rob? We can't hear Rob.
Rob, it looks like you're talking, but we can't hear you.
I apologize. I had a dog barking incident a minute ago, and I turned it off and forgot to turn it back on. Okay. Yeah, if you'll just let me go through, I think I've got three excused absences. You can correct me when I'm there. Teresa?
Present.
David.
Brittany. Present.
Lillian.
Present.
Okay, she can tell us later. Jane, Duncan.
Here,
okay. Lyndon.
Here.
Henry, is he excused? Is he here? Henry Faust? Okay. Robert Gardner? Okay, I'm here. Mike Lewis?
I'm here. Mike Lewis is here.
Cheryl?
Here.
Sandy, I saw you. Marianne?
I'm here.
Sean. Terry, Tori.
I am here.
Tori is here.
Mercer.
Tori Mercer here.
Stuart.
Yes, I'm present.
Rick Norris.
I am here.
Debbie, I think you're here.
Here.
William Stone.
He's been succeeded.
You've got an old list.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I must have an old list. All right. I see Richard Egberto.
Yes.
By the way, people have got, Rob, people have got to say their name. They've got to speak up.
All right. And can I speak up?
Susan here.
Oh, okay. Good.
And Madam, Mr. Chair, Mr. Secretary, a few people have been missed.
Okay, please.
So I believe that Joseph Davis was missed.
He asked for an excuse absence.
Okay.
Right. I wrote that down. I wrote down Joseph Davis, Frank Pratka, and Jane Heidler.
And then I think you missed.
Excused.
Stuart Nance.
Stuart's here.
I'm here.
I don't think he asked your name. Maybe you did. But anyway, okay.
And what about Andrea Zakora Riley?
Present.
Okay.
Yay!
And Mr. Secretary, I would note that Jane Scheidler has in fact just joined us.
Oh,
so
you might call her again.
You might call her again.
Jane, are you here?
I am here. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, did I one? Okay.
Do we have a
Mr.
quorum?
Mr. Chair.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just want somebody to say it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read the agenda, ask for its approval. I'm sorry?
What? Point of information.
Yes.
May I ask that we excuse the absence of Joseph Davis and Frank Pratka?
Thank you. I failed to ask for that. Is there any objection to the requested absences?
No.
No.
Hearing none.
Is that only two?
What now?
Are there only two?
No, there were more than two. There were three at least.
But Jane showed up.
Two.
Okay.
In any event, starting over, I'm going to read the agenda. As I do so, I will note that there's a lot on it. It looks like a lot anyway to me. And if we are to have some hope of getting out of here by the time certain of 10 o'clock, I'm going to ask someone to act as timekeeper if there are any volunteers. Let me read the agenda. Call to order. We did it at 7:08. Roll call. We've done that. We have a quorum. Agenda approval. After the agenda is approved, it requires a two-thirds vote to change that agenda. We anticipate devoting 5 minutes to that. Minutes approval. We've allocated 10 minutes to that. Staff recognition, which usually runs a little longer than this, we've allocated 5 minutes. The announcement and ratification of Committee of Inclusion election results and naming a convener, 5 minutes. IGM report, 15 minutes. The PNB representative report, 15 minutes. We have always to allocate 30 minutes to public comment, after which we will adjourn to the delegates meeting for the purpose of filling a director vacancy, a KPFT director vacancy to the PNB. We also have to deal with the election of two reps to the National Audit Committee and to the National Governance Committee, respectively. We've allocated 20 minutes for that. Venetia Williams, the town hall meeting, 10 minutes. KPFT LSB committee reports, 5 minutes each. Unfinished business. I don't know that we'll have any new business. I'm hoping not.
Point of information.
And to confirm the next meeting.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, I was getting to. Yes, ma'am.
So we adjourn to the delegate session where we discuss PNB audit and governance. Then do we go back to open session to do these other things?
Yes. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
If I could address those, we need to go into the delegate assembly to elect a director to the PNB.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe we need to be in delegate assembly to elect people to the committees. Okay. So we will go into the delegate assembly for the director election. We'll go back out again.
And okay. I did a poor job of reading the agenda, which I said I was going to do because it does say back to the LSB meeting. I apologize. So, first of all, I'll ask if there are any objections to the agenda as read. Hearing none, I'll take it as approved. Is there a volunteer to keep time? I think some of these things, Susan, you have your hand. Will you keep time? Thank you so much. Mr. Secretary, we have minutes approval. You want to present those?
I present the minutes for approval.
Yes.
That's February the 14th.
Okay, February 14th.
Second.
Are there any objections? I will note that the minutes were sent around by the secretary earlier today or maybe even yesterday for everyone to look at. Is there any objection?
No.
Then the minutes are approved. And we're ahead of schedule. There you go. Staff recognition. Are there any members of the body that wish to recognize staff members? Yes, Susan, you look like you had your hand up.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just think that our staff is rocking and rolling. I just, I love the energy on air. The fact that we have done again a superb job. We thought we might have trouble keeping up with our fund drives, but we've exceeded them. And, you know, thank you to Sandy and all the people who've come up with innovative ways to raise money. And I am looking forward to our being able to really build a staff and recognize the amazing work that's being done by people who are largely volunteers.
Amen. Always. Always. Lyndon, you have your hand up?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to recognize Howard Reynolds for the all the work he's doing down there. Of course, he deserves a recognition every day of the week, even though he had his show taken away from him, so we don't get to do call-in, you know, anymore. But I think he'll live. I'm sure he enjoyed that anyway. So I just wanted to thank him again, personally. Thank you.
Teresa.
I would like to thank Bill Crozier for serving as a volunteer secretary. And I'd also like to thank Bill because I know that when we moved into this building, he reviewed the suggestions, I think, by the appraiser and has been conscientiously concerned that we get some things done and has submitted lists to our development director and also to our general manager to maybe ask members whether they would like to assist with some of these things. So I want to thank Bill for paying attention to that because there's still things that could be improved, you know, locks and, you know, painting and ductwork and air conditioning issues. So thank you very much. Did I say electrical wiring? So thank you, Bill, for that.
Are there any other comments? Hearing none. Item number 6 on your agenda.
Hey, Sean.
Yes, Cheryl.
Yeah, I apologize. I just wanted to make sure. Robert Gardner, I noticed, was on the call prior to roll call, but he wrote in the chat that he's having trouble getting his microphone to work. And so I just want to make sure he was counted as here and that people noticed he was trying.
Well, I do see his tile. I think somebody earlier said we got to hear their voice, but I bet we'll figure that out. In fact, I think we've got somebody on who has dialed in so that they could be heard. I forget who that was. So that is an option for him, perhaps.
Elaine Duncan.
And there's also a note from him in the chat. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Yeah, I can't keep up with the chat and this.
Point of information?
Yes.
Could we not accept his presence because he is obviously on the call to be writing in the chat?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I heard someone earlier say that they... But I'm okay with it if the body is. I just don't know the answer.
I move that we record Robert Gardner as present.
I can see that.
Yes. Is there any objection? Hearing none. If the secretary will record, Mr. Gardner's presence.
Russell has his hand up.
So, and I got my hand up. I believe, first of all, I'm fine to recognize him as here. I believe that there are reasons why that is not okay, but I suggest we go ahead and do it. You apparently, it's, I forget it, you know, how the bylaws have been amended, blah, blah, blah. Some people are bigger sticklers about the bylaws than I am, so I don't care. Robert, I know, regularly has trouble connecting in, and if we can assist him, I think that's great.
Cool.
Russell's hand's up.
I don't see Russell's hand. Where's Russell?
Richard.
I mean, Richard. What was I? I'm sorry, Russell. Sorry, Richard.
It wasn't me.
That
yes,
was me.
Richard. He's Richard.
I rustled kettle earlier. We went over Adriana, and I didn't hear her say anything. Is she here?
Yes, she did. I heard her.
Okay.
Hey, while we're talking about that, how about Henry? Is he here?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But, Mr. Chair, we're past time on this item.
Okay.
I move an extension of 5 minutes if there's no objection.
Is there any objection?
No.
Hearing none, then we can continue to look for Henry Faust.
No. I just know.
Okay. The election results are in for the Committee of Inclusion, and the winners are Egberto Willis, staff member, director, and Cheryl Lynn, Lillian Kerr, and Lyndon Foley as PNB members.
LSB.
What did I say?
Committee of Inclusion.
I know nobody wants that. So, yes, the Committee of Inclusion. Let me just ask, is there any objection to ratification?
Quick question. I missed the third name. There's William and then a William Foley last name?
No, Lyndon Foley.
Lyndon.
Lyndon Foley. And William?
Lillian Kerr.
Okay, I'm good.
And Cheryl Lynn. Okay. So, is there any objection to ratification of the election?
No.
No.
Hearing none, it falls to me to name a convenor of the committee, and I'll ask Egberto. Would you be so good as to convene the inaugural meeting of the 2024 Committee of Inclusion? Where'd he go? Egberto? He's probably eating a sandwich or something.
He's got a family member in the hospital. He may have had to step away very quickly. I'm going to text him real quick.
Oh, okay. If you'll do that, and we can circle back, okay?
Thank you.
While Cheryl Lynn does that, item number 8 is the PNB representative's report.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star.
Not sure about that.
I'm sorry, can you hear me? Adriana.
Yes, Adriana.
Thank you.
So, Adriana is present, if the secretary will note that. The PNB representative's report.
GM report.
I'm looking at, God, I don't believe this. I'm struggling today and I don't know why. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And somebody, somehow we got a, this is wrong. We got to stop participants sharing. There we go. Elaine, if you can hear me, there's something weird going on. So the interim general manager's report, Sandy.
Thanks, Mac. Been a long week, hasn't it? It's only Wednesday.
It's like herding cats. I'm tired.
Thank you for your work and everybody else too. As was blurted out before, we did really well in our February fund drive, which consumed our attention by and large for the month of February. However, there are other things to discuss tonight, and everybody should be very aware because we're in a very dynamic moment for KPFT and Pacifica. So I have a lot of people I need to say thank you for a successful fund drive. Of course, all the programmers, the morning crew, starting with Egberto Willis and going all the way through Democracy Now, board ops, everybody that was part of that team pitching was a critical part in raising money every morning. It was about as reliable as it gets. And for those of you keeping score at home that always say that music outfunds talk, generally that's very true. However, that morning talk strip outfunded the morning music most days. So
very good.
Something of a little bit of a change for us. It's worth noting. We installed 56 memory bricks in the front yard. Lots of people are coming by to look at it. If you haven't looked at it yet, please do. A number of people came during Fund Drive and planned their brick. So just what I thought might happen, free advertising begets more business. We have another, we'll have 41 more bricks installed around May 1st. I'm waiting until we gather that many before we get the installers out. So we will double or approximately double what's there. And then there are more anticipated behind that that we're chasing down inscriptions on and other things before they get ordered. Mo Thomas will be back. We're going to install a studio to transmitter link. This may take the shape of a flagpole project, 100-foot flagpole in our backyard with a little transmitter on top to hit the parabolic dish up on Houston North Fairbanks at our transmitter site. This is a really inexpensive way of doing this compared to a tower project and should do just fine. So every morning at 6 a.m., we'll need someone to hoist the antenna. Just kidding. I want to thank Rick Norris, if he's on the call, Rick is, and also to Lyndon for their invaluable assistance in making not only our, we not only had a successful fund drive, we had a successful food drive. So Rick, thank you. And Lyndon, thank you for stepping in and getting things organized kind of in the middle when Rick was vacationing somewhere. I'm jealous, Rick. Marlo is posting a new schedule for at least HD2 today. There are additional changes for HD1. Schedule links are on our website. I'll have a couple of particulars in my report a little bit later. You'll notice that Howard is still working really hard to strip the in-between show announcements. And we've added now on HD2 when you're on HD1 and now on HD1 when you're listening to HD2 at the top of the hour where it fits. So we're trying to cross promote our schedules. Again, this is the first time we've attempted to do this. And I like the sound of it. I don't know if any of you have heard these things and would agree, but I'd love your feedback on it. We had a major donor lunch in February, right before the drive kicked off, and that went really well. We had a couple of people from our board structure there, major donors there, Robin, myself, were there, and all in all, this worked really well, and whatever we spent on that lunch was reimbursed by major donors during the course of the drive. I think building these relationships, which is something that we've entirely ignored for two decades, is really essential to our survival and, more importantly, growth. So we hope to continue having such affairs for major donors. And I talked to Robin today. It's not going to be the same people every time. Not at all. Speaking of major donors, a lot of them.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message,
phone number
press
1438.
To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options.
1438. Thank you. Appreciate it. The sustainer program, which I see as our way of out of fund drives and really making things more tenable in terms of our survival. When we began the drive, we drafted $19,500 that went toward our drive from sustainers. Those were the February contributions. In March, that same number is now $20,800. That's a big move when you consider a lot of $5 sustaining memberships, and that's a $1,300 improvement. And not only that, a few people will always drop off. So we're definitely going in the right direction. I want to thank our anonymous donor for the $50 match. That worked wonders. Also, thanks to Debbie Smith and to Lyndon, who came down and helped out with some yard work and other work around the building. And to DJ Ironlugs, a.k.a. Jesus, who has a show on HD2 called Deep Dive. He's an interior renovation expert. And he's come down and he did a little bit of work in a storage closet where we have had an issue. And he'll be doing some other work around the building to help us out. Some of what was alluded to in terms of what might need to be done. So these things are moving. I hope in the next couple months, we'll see how it goes. In terms of programming of significance, Amplified Houston, our program from 9 to 9:30 currently on Thursday, is expanding to Thursday and Friday. And we hope soon to add a third day behind that. We're adding production assistance. We're adding producing assistance. This is all going to be dealing with all 501c3s around Houston. Already we've gotten $10,000 in underwriting from this one single 30-minute program. That's better than deadbeat, okay? And that's a pretty major number. So I'm very thankful for those that are working on that and look forward to its expansion. You're all familiar with Clint Broussard, Blues and Hi-Fi on Sunday. And 2 days a week, he's been doing the Great Wide Open from 9:30 to noon. It seems that he's got some very strong feelings about people that listen because he garnered a very substantial sustaining pledge. And he's expanding to 3 days a week. He will be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9:30 to noon. So this is... this guy needs to be nationally syndicated. He's definitely a superstar, Clint. So he may change the name of his shift to Left of the Dial. There's a rumor floating. We'll see. And again, I want to thank Marlo for keeping up with the programming and also starting the quarterly issues report, which will be need to be filed by the end of the month. She's got that well in hand again. Thank you, Marlo. Per Robin's report, membership stands at 2,779 members. Art Car Parade is imminent. Boyd Bluestein is donating his car and trailer. Little Terry and the Bluebirds will be playing on the back like last year, but we need help with the decorating committee. Get in touch with Robin. Get in touch with Teresa. And let's get going because the clock is ticking on the Art Car Parade. Again, just a big nod to those that helped on the food drive. That's a big deal. That really is. Galveston, 89.5. We just got our first underwriting ticket because they can hear it in Galveston. How about that? Thank you, Stuart. So I told you we need to monetize that. So there's just a little bit. Well, first drop. Good stuff. As part of the fund drive, or right in the middle of the second weekend, we announced a very limited opportunity for listeners to go hear Lyle Lovett and Jesse Dayton at Anderson Fair. Both artists agreed to do that gig on April 20th. It's all set to go. Those tickets sold in 90 minutes. And we made about $14,000 toward the drive in 90 minutes. Wow. This gives me the idea that maybe we can repeat the magic. I don't know if Lyle Lovett and Jesse Dayton will play Anderson Fair again. But as it turns out, KPFT has roots into the musical community. And we currently have inquiries out for a pretty rocking show that I hope we'll do in June and offer during our May drive. And a little bit of an innovative way to fund those fun drives, make them shorter, make them easier, and at the outcome have a super community event. So I think that's a good thing that we should try to sustain if we can possibly do it. Our market share is 0.3. Our listenership, CUME, is 75,100. As I said, we made on our $150,000 goal. We went over the top. Robin's report has all the details on that. That's a very welcome change. Again, 112% of the goal. Our final tote on that was $168,050. There's another $2,000 sitting at Anderson Fair that's ours that has to be added to that. So again, thanks to everybody that worked so hard on that. I've come to the conclusion after 18, 19 months on the job, 20 months on the job, that funding is the most important thing that an IGM or GM has to do at every one of our stations. So we'll stay focused on that. I hope you will too. I'll take any questions that you might have. Lyndon. Oh, Teresa. Lyndon.
Yes, thanks. I was wondering about the, I think you said the CUMs were 0.3.
You're muted, Lyndon.
I did that to you by accident. I'm sorry.
I tried.
You do. Okay. So you said the CUMs are like 0.3. What right. were they 6 months ago or a year ago? Because I'm just envisioning a chart, yeah. You know, put a bullet here, bullet there, and see some rise.
That's a good question, Lyndon. They've been as high as 0.4. They've been as low as 0.2. When I came in July 2022, they were 0.1, 0.2, 0.1, 0.2 in that range. And now they're 0.2 to 0.4. They bounce around, okay? And this has to do with, you know, we've experienced some internet problems and other issues that interfere with the sound of the station, its listenability. And when that happens, you'll see those numbers drop. That's why that flagpole project and studio to transmitter link is so necessary to harden that infrastructure so we don't have to put up with this crap. Hope that answers your question. Teresa?
I wanted to say that it was 2,779 households, not members. Some of those households are two people. So we actually have more than 2,779 members.
Right. That's correct. I don't want to quibble over the numbers. It's a relative indicator that I think we can rely on as a barometer. And until our CUME, which again mm-hmm. is hovering around 70 to 80,000, is more like 150,000 and our market share closer to 0.8 to 1, mm-hmm. We have work to do. I mean, seriously, we have work to do. We are underfunded to the tune of $250,000, and you get there through more listeners. So the next thing that we really need to think about is a way to advertise outside our own bubble. We've talked about that for years, but see what we can do to make it happen. Lyndon, you have your hand up again? You got to unmute. Unmute, Lyndon.
I just took my hand down. Thank legacy you. My mistake, okay. Yeah.
Are there any other questions?
See, phone number
1438 raised their hand.
Yes.
Yes.
Lay muted now. Unmuted.
Oh, this is 1438. It's Nancy, Sybar, and I, Tommy.
This is out of order,
I'm
Mr.
really
Chair.
Happy. Yeah.
Excuse me. Ms. Nancy, you are not a member of the LSB. You're welcome to address the body in about 17 minutes during the public comment. So, but thank you. I know you're eager to participate. Are there any other questions by any other members? Debbie?
Yeah. How did we do on the food drive?
Well, we carried a good sized carload of food down there. Okay. And a few dollars in cash. So, cool. Quite frankly, I think we could have done better, and we just need to keep working on our, you know, listeners to bring some food down. But just the same, you know, that we were successful in filling up a couple of really big boxes. So, it wasn't empty handed. I should also add that we should have our liability insurance back soon, maybe this week, very soon. And when that happens, this curfew we have will be lifted. And it'll be a little easier to operate with insurance. So, including getting to some projects that I really didn't want contractors or anyone else on site messing around without liability insurance.
Okay. We're coming up on. Yes. Go ahead.
Just one more quick question. Is there a theme that they're going to decorate that car, or do I need to talk to Robin?
Yeah, you need to talk to Robin. I want another one of those big records that we're signing. That thing's filled up. Anise Parker was down, and we got her signature on it. And it's filling up, and I want us to get a new one for the new year. I think that's a real nice tradition.
All right, so I'll get a hold of Robin because I've probably got all kinds of stuff I could throw on the car.
Cheers.
All right, we are up against 7:45. When we're to go to the PNB representative's report, which I inadvertently called out of order earlier. Are there any other questions? 1, 2, 3, hearing none, I'll call for the PNB rep report.
Mr. Chair, I'll lead off. First of all, let me say that, there have been comments about whether the PNB has been adequately reporting to the LSB, and there are several of us at the PNB who've been working together to come up with a written report for our LSBs that lists basically what has been happening at the PNB. I have forwarded that written report to everybody. Some of the highlights, the board has met on February 1, 15, and March 7. Elected directors to the Coordinating Committee, Governance Committee, National Finance Committee, and Audit Committee. Both the Audit Committee and the Governance Committee have not convened because they still need local delegates to be elected for several.
Susan, with your permission, I'd like to interrupt very briefly. Egberto, he's got some things going on. But he has been waiting, so I could circle back and ask him to convene the Committee of Inclusion. So, Egberto, I'm so sorry we're digging into your interior.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. This is going to be just 15 seconds. I want to go ahead and officially convene our Committee of Inclusion and then nominate Cheryl for chair of the committee. And that's all the time that I need.
Okay, well, just pick a date and go on with your bad selves.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry, Susan. Please continue.
Sure. My apologies. Sure, absolutely. Four committees have had directors elected to them, but two of them that have local delegates that need to be elected to them. Some stations have gotten that done. Some have not. We, in fact, need to launch our election for two people to serve on audit and two people to serve on governance. The personnel committee was stood up, and a ballot was authorized to elect directors to the personnel committee, one from each station and one affiliate. Because this is a fiduciary matter, it's only directors who serve on that committee. The board has met in closed session two times over some very important matters. I would particularly like to call out that the PNB met in closed session to address legal matters pertaining to the Pacifica Foundation response to an FCC letter of inquiry and the future of the Pacifica Archives. PNB made no decisions. So I think that my fellow directors may have other comments they'd like to make.
Egberto here. I don't really have any comments on programming or anything that we've spoken about, just things that I've done ad hoc, sort of slow. That's my commentary.
So let me mention one other thing. In addition to sending out the written report, I also sent out the executive director's report, which is quite complete. It is attached with pictures of the build out that they're working at. I think about KPFK, a lot of information that is very useful. And so that is also provided. I've also provided that to the entire board. I wonder if Teresa, do you have anything?
You're muted, Teresa.
Sorry. Thank you. Susan, yes, your report was quite complete, and I hope people have a chance to read your reports down to the line. I think that, I want to congratulate Sandy and the staff and volunteers for leading the way. And although I'm not no longer on the finance committee, I am looking forward to working very hard on several committees. I will serve on personnel, and we haven't met yet. But we have just finished, not too long ago, we evaluated our executive director. So, I think that in that respect, we are good. So, and I'm happy to take questions.
Are there any questions any of the PNB reps? I will note that we've got about 9 minutes before we go to the public comments section, which does not leave us time to move the delegates meeting or anything. I guess we might have time if Venetia is here, if there are no objections. If Venetia is here, we could go out of turn and talk about the town hall meeting, but I don't see her.
I, Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
I can address that.
Okay.
I'm helping Nisi. Nisi has volunteered to organize our town hall meetings this year. The bylaws call for 2 town hall meetings. And it was her original intention to line one up for March and then one up for, I think it was maybe October. And March has gotten away from all of us. She and I have talked about it. We think that the United Way was a good location. They have good facilities, good parking, easy to find. So we have talked about setting it up again for a Saturday, probably in April, and we'll get back to everybody about that. I think if there are suggestions about what things should be addressed in the town hall meeting or ways that, it might be enhanced. You know, I would imagine that, for instance, the Committee of Inclusion may wish to, have a part of the agenda or whatever. But please send that. Why don't you send it to me, and I'll make sure it gets to Nisi. She's not on our LSB list anymore. She also wanted to promote the 54 for 54. She started the initiative for fundraising of, I think it was 52 for 52. And so each year when it comes round to our birthday, she encourages that we push, getting people to donate $54 for 54 years. So are there any questions about the town hall meeting? And she'll be able to address at the next meeting. or recommendations? Okie dokie. We're steaming through this agenda, Mr. Chair.
Well,
I would like to say something, Susan.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's commendable that we are doing town hall. And I guess for those people that might want to say, hey, do we need to move it to different parts of town? I thought the Zoom component was very, very good. We had one person that drove in from the Galleria area, another person that drove in from, the Tomball area. And I'm working with both of those people, because they both had great ideas. I think that we should encourage as many people as possible to come on Zoom if they cannot come live. Because we need all of the ideas and all of the participation and interaction with our listeners as we can. Thank you.
Is there anyone else have any comments about in that or anything, including the weather? We've got five minutes, which is not enough to really address anything on the later in the agenda. We could all sit here and sing Irish drinking songs for 5 minutes. I don't think I've only been chair a little while, but I don't think that it's my understanding that the 30 minutes beginning on the stroke of the hour at 8 o'clock, that's kind of hard and fast, and we can't start it at 7:55 and end, you know, 30 minutes later. If that's wrong.
Can I mention something, Ben?
Yes.
Because it seemed like a waste of time during the meeting. I just wanted to mention on our wish list, if this is appropriate, Sandy. If not, I apologize. So I've been driving a slightly fancier car than my old junker lately. And I noticed that when I'm listening, sorry, to NPR, when I try to turn the dial, instead it takes me to four other 88.7 stations, the HD 1, 2, 3, and 4. But it doesn't do that on KPFT. It only ever gives me the option of HD 1. And it's my understanding that we need a different piece of equipment that's costly in order for that to happen. But man, I think that'd be great if people could get it in their cars again when they don't have fancy cars.
And find it by accident.
I'm not sure, Cheryl, but I've been in a car listening to HD2 and HD1. That was Moe's car just a few weeks ago. So I don't know. Maybe it's the car, the manufacturer. Don't know. Nothing to do with our terrestrial broadcast of HD2, though.
Howard said it's a piece of equipment we need, some sort of translator.
Worked in Moe's car.
Not denying that, but that doesn't mean it works in every car. So out of 2 for 2 cars on me, it doesn't. And one's a fancy car and one isn't. So anyway, I would like to add to our wish list that translator so that it would uniformly work in cars.
Let me look into it. I'm not sure that's the issue, but I'll look into it.
That's the answer. That's the answer.
That answer. Thank you.
Pardon me. Excuse me, I got something in my throat. Okay, guys, we've got 2 minutes, and we'll take public comment. I see you snickering over there, Richard, but I don't know what else to do. I got no jokes. And all of the Irish drinking songs that I know are highly offensive.
I got a joke.
You got 2 minutes.
Mr. Chair.
Why do?
Yeah, Susan.
Oh, sorry. I don't have a joke. My suggestion is we know that Nancy is ready to talk, and we may not have people to fill up the whole 30 minutes. And what people have accepted before, and we're just about to get into this period of time, is that we give people the chance to talk, and then if people are not talking, we proceed with business, and then come back if people people show up or figure they have more things to say. So that's just the suggestion. Although Cheryl, I think, has got a joke, and that would be much more interesting.
Say, let's go to Nancy. Go ahead.
I just want to say, I want to say that I think since we have moved over to Caroline, I'm very impressed. I don't know if it's because I got on the board finally after all these years, but I think we're all doing a great job. I just think everybody's, I mean, I'm really.
I think unsolicited testimonial cool. Right there, folks.
I've kind of not been able to get down there and do much yard work. It's been kind of crazy here, but, I know everything's growing and I'm going to put the feet running and get down there and do a whole bunch.
Good. I need to,
I see
that.
Sandy.
I need to do that too.
We're coming. Well, thank
you. Thanks, Debbie.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
All right.
Yes. I think this is the best board ever.
I can't say because I've never been on, but everybody seems pretty level headed. I mean,
and on that happy note, it is 8 o'clock and, okay. We will open this up to public comment. Are there any members of the public, who would like to comment? You can raise your hand. And 1438, you're here. Nancy? You wanted to speak
1438. Yeah, I'm sorry before for interrupting. I forgot I wasn't on the board. I'm sorry about that. I'm very happy to hear Rico telling in the morning that the next show will be such and such on HD1, and on HD2 will be Flashpoint or whatever. But I don't hear this kind of announcement on the rest of the day, just in the early morning. So I hope I'm wrong, but it would be nice. But anyway, it's really nice to hear us say that HD2 programming exists. That's real important. I mean, those programmers do a lot of hard work. In February, it was out 3 times, and 2 times is like a week, and HD2 is out. And on radios, on HT radios, not on the online. The online was working, but on the radios, which includes cars. So it was not working about 3 times. And then now it's not working on the HD since last week. So I could not hear. My favorite time is Sunday from morning until night. It's all public affairs from all over the Pacifica network and even from affiliate stations from morning until night. And I could not hear it. I really miss that. And people who take long trips on the weekends, I mean, that's, if they are on a Sunday, they can hear public affairs. If they're on a Saturday, they're going to hear music. So I hope that whatever that problem is can be fixed. And I appreciate Howard when he's and Mo when they're working on it and they fix it so that it can be heard from HD radios. And it helps me, too, on my bill, on my telephone, because I do everything on telephone. I don't have a computer. And so when you don't have unlimited, you have to pay more. And so if I'm listening to the HD2 on online, then, you know, I'm going to end up with a bigger bill. That's the other reason. The other thing I wanted to say is the town hall meeting, I think we should have it as the LSB, the KPFT LSB and the KPFK LSB voted some years ago to have the town hall on the air, because that's where we connect with the community. That's what community radio is all about, connection. So we really, really should try to do it on the air. Then we're getting our all entire community, our KPFT community. Doing it in person is fine, and you can do a hybrid, but it should be on the air so that the people listening can call in and can say something. It's when you have it in person and Zoom only, then you're eliminating people who do not have a Wi-Fi device or a smartphone. So, and then people who cannot come physically, you know, that's a problem too. So please do this on the air, as was voted by the KPFT LSV and the KPFK LSV in Los Angeles. They also voted on that. The next thing I'd like to say is, yes, outreach. We really, really need outreach, and we really, really need to tell people we exist. So many people do not know we exist in our own city. So that's the problem. And what was spoken by a Harvey somebody, he's supposed to be the head of news for Texas politics. He said 40,000 people have moved to Texas. We've got explosion, population explosion. The biggest state that's losing people is New York. So we at KPFT, we have bountiful newcomers coming in, and they're coming to Dallas and Houston. Number one, Houston. They're going to other cities too, but they're going mostly to Houston. We've got a wonderful advantage. The other four stations are dying. We're growing. And they're losing other, like Berkeley, excuse me, Berkeley, their rents are too high, their housing is too high, they're losing people without big salaries. We still have a mixture of people here, and we're the number one most diverse city in the United States. I mean, these things we have to grab and take advantage of them. We need to have some more ethnic programming. We need to have a local programming committee to get, number one, youth. We need to get the young people in. Give them 1 hour, not 1 hour, 1 minute cards to make, history cards, or like, you know, on this day. We used to have a 365 Black, and that was such a wonderful thing that was, that was 1 minute new card for every day. And it was something about history. Like in this day, some years ago on such and such day, a person was born and et cetera, what he did. And then at the end, happy birthday, Nat King Cole. Or, you know, because these are, let the kids make the scripts. We had a teacher who would work with them every Friday at the station and love it. And the affiliates were taking those 365 Black cards, 1 minute cards, and using them. It was very, very popular. We can do that again with other, you know, have kids do brown history, yellow history, indigenous history. We can do that. And then have the kids make station IDs. I'm tired. I mean, we have to have some youthful voices in our station. People have told me, oh, KPFT, that's a nursing home station. I said, what? I'm sure they just meant that as a joke. And then my neighbor said, oh, only four people listening to it. You know, I have a hard time. We need to youthen up. I may be saying unusual things, but y'all, you know, we could even do program guides again, but it, yeah. And it's kind of expensive, but the web press is cheapest. It's with that newspaper paper, and do a deal with all these museums we have, all these newcomers that are kind of interested in museums and taking their kids, do a deal and negotiate. Let them have a 30-second card about their museum, about their what they're showing, recent exhibit, or, and then ask them to have our program guides there for people to take free. I mean, that's one thing I've been thinking of for a long time. I know paper, you know what's best? It's like when you want to vote and you have an election and you're trying to get somebody to, you know, consider voting on your whatever candidate you're representing or you're working for or volunteering for, door to door. That's an easy way. Leave a small flyer door to door. Tell them about those two shows in the morning that are call-in shows. People like that. You know, and I listen to KTRH, and they don't have that many call-ins. Hardly at all. And what about KT? Oh, yeah, since January, I used to listen to KTRH at night, late at night, and they have history, all kind of history. This person in World War II did this and all that, you know, or another story, many, many stories. However, from January, they started asking people on when they were doing those stories. They do it for maybe a couple hours before midnight, and they're asking people for donations. And I was surprised because KTRH has so many commercials. I measured 32 minutes of commercial of each hour. That means 28 minutes of programming. And from January, they're saying it really costs a lot to put these histories in America programming. Can you please donate money? They've even started asking since January. So I'm just telling you, radio is getting more difficult and hard. And yes, things cost money. Yes. But look, we have a station without commercials, and we should tell the world about this. We need to tell more people about this, and we need to get some shows on with ethnic. We need a programming committee to organize these kids to do things like that. Then we could even ask these kids to make music. They have bands, live
and
bands.
On that note, Nancy, and I'm not interacting with speakers, but we have other people who wish to speak, and you've been on for 10 minutes. If we.
Oh, I thought you were going to stop.
If there's time, we will circle back.
Okay, back to you.
Bill, you've had your hand up. I'm sorry.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
May I add my name to the speaker list, please? I just got on. Thank you. This is V. Thank you.
Sure. Can you ready? Yes, I'm going to try to do that. Bill, go ahead.
Well, you can let her go first. It's okay.
Okay. 48,
I don't mind 52. Waiting. Thank you, Chair.
We can out-polite each other here, or Stu, go. You had your hand up.
Okay, I'll go on. Just a little information on some things that were said earlier. The reason public comment generally starts at a fixed time is that some people may not want to listen to the whole meeting. And so it's nice to have a fixed time that they know they can call in. But I also like Susan's suggestion, and I know you've been doing that some of the previous meetings where you go on into the rest of the meeting, and then if people come in later, then as long as it's between 8 and 8:30, then, you know, you can give them some time to speak after that. Let's see, Nancy was correct about the HD2's been off the air quite a bit, including the last few days, and I've noticed that too. Although it's good that it's streamed. And I know that there's some money involved. For one thing, there's one piece of equipment out of the transmitter that whenever the power goes off out there, which is frequently, much, much more frequently than at the studio, I believe, somebody has to go out there in person and get things reset and reinitiate, you know, reinitialized. And there's some others used to. I'm not even sure what else been happening lately, but, I think Moa's been suggesting getting some additional equipment to fix that, an updated version of some hardware, but I'm not sure. But I agree. I think we should be promoting our shows more, and I'm glad I have heard some forward promotion of shows, and we need to do that on both HD1 and HD2. It's great if you can get the programmers to record a promo for their own show in their own voices. I know it's hard sometimes to, you know, to remind them to do that plus all the other things they're doing, but it would help. It would help with fundraising as well as, you know, listenership for each of the shows.
Yep.
Let's see. And about the public comment, I mean, about the town hall meeting, I forget, maybe it was Nancy that mentioned that too. I don't think they should be broadcast live. It takes effort and, an additional work to make something interesting and listenable. And when you're broadcasting a live event that's not, you know, heavily scripted or and rehearsed, you're going to have gaps in the program. You know, somebody else is going up to the podium to microphone to speak or other things, and it's annoying to people listening on the air for that kind of thing. Or you're going to have other technical issues because somebody's too far from the microphone, you can't hardly hear them. Or, you know, there's other things, or there's background noise. And so it's generally better to record it and edit it and, you know, crank up the volume for places, for portions that are where the level needs to be increased, and maybe cut out some things entirely if they're just gaps or just noise. And otherwise, you're going to be driving away listeners. And so it could always be streamed, and people really want it live. They could listen to it on the stream, though, you know, with the warts and all. The other thing I think I was going to say is, or two more things. One, thanks to, again, for all of you who helped work on the fund drive or drives, but this last one in particular, it's great. I'm really encouraged that, you know, people are stepping up and doing what it takes to get more members and donors, it's really good to hear, you know, there are more sustainers. That's wonderful. But I'll tell you back to the money part of what we need to be doing. And I hope all of you did read that ED report, from Stephanie. It's just something that's been going on for a long time, but it's getting worse, not better, is the debt that Pacifica owes. And, you know, here the total, including paying off the loans that we have, is about $6.7 million. And we have the Small Business Administration EIDL loan is in collections. We've known for some time. We have something like over $500,000 just in past due interest due on the loans. We owe more on the two loans, the FCJC loan and the EIDL loan, than they were initially when we first got them. So not only are we not paying them off, they're increasing. And I assume that's because of unpaid late fees and interest. And, you know, sooner or later, one of those or some other creditors, we owe money to other people too, they're going to come after us in court and take us into bankruptcy whether we want it or not. Frankly, there's advantages in bankruptcy. It can protect Chapter 11, you know, so that you continue operating. So I don't think it's necessarily something you should fear, but the underlying reason for it is something that needs to be fixed. WBAI continues to be the biggest drain on Pacifica. KPFK has been doing really poorly the last couple of years also financially. They frankly need new management. They need people who know how to have a program schedule that will track listeners and donors, as Sandy has done. You know, I'm not perfectly happy with all of his programming decisions. Probably nobody is. I'm sure nobody would be. A lot of people wouldn't be happy if I was doing it, and I don't want to do it. But it's always a challenge, you know, when you're in a position like that. You have to make some decisions that not everybody will like. But I think Sandy has done a lot better job than some of these people who are paid to, and Marla, with, you know, working on that also, to come up with shows that people want to hear. And, you know, help new programmers team up with experienced ones so they learn how to produce a good show. You don't just stick a microphone in front of somebody and expect good radio. And we need to be learning from each other. We have hundreds of years of experience of our programmers, and we need to be taking advantage of that. But I tell you, if Pacific's going to survive, we've got to get realistic about the stations that are not pulling their weight and haven't been for a long time, with WBI as the, you know, the leading one. I'll just remind everybody on the audits, we're way past due on an audit now also. That's another serious problem. The last figure was, I believe, over $8 million that one station owed to the rest of Pacifica. And we're not in a position now where the other station can keep carrying that load. And KPFK, I'm glad they're going to be able to get into another location, even though the building's being sold. But, you know, it was really disruptive when we were having to operate, not having a regular station going again. I'm skeptical that they'll have everything set up and going as quickly as they hope, because there's always technical glitches and other things that take time to work out. And I know some of the people there aren't happy about the new location. I don't know the details or why, but there's a lot of issues. And, I guess I'm urging the national board members, especially, support Stephanie, support the ED. I haven't talked to her in a long time, but I know it's an issue. You've got to support the ED to make good decisions. And my time's up, I guess.
And on that note, thank you, Bill.
Thank you all.
Stuart, you have your hand up.
Yeah, I just wanted to
Mr. Chair, I object. Stuart's a member of the PN of the LSB.
Oh. Well,
and so is Sandy.
I thought Sandy was not.
He is. He's the 25th member of the LSB.
No.
It's an X for fish. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hang on. Let's take a break. Let me ask Richard, are you able to shed any light on this? I thought that because I thought that Sandy had timed out, so to speak.
He timed out as a member of the board. He's a, what do they call it? Ex officio member.
Yeah.
Just can hang out and get.
So he's not a member. He is the IGM. Yes, Susan? Because we got. Okay.
Making the point that we do not offer LSB members or basically to speak during public comment.
Right. Yeah. Sandy, we've established that you are no longer a member of the LSB. Do you have, what did you want to say?
Just very quickly, we broadcast the last town hall on HD2. We probably will do the same next time.
That's what I thought.
There's a lot of things being said are wildly inaccurate. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Yep.
And I'm sorry for the confusion, Stuart. Is there anyone else? We have a solid 10 minutes till 8:30. I don't hear.
Chair. Chair.
I wanted to.
Vivian, your guest. Yes. Here, yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
got her hand. I forgot.
Thank you. That's okay. So the first thing I want to say, for those of y'all that don't know me, my name is V. Patel Adams. I'm from Houston, Indiana. There was one, I think a listener member who was talking about how they couldn't get all the different HDs in both of their cars. And so I live out in the suburbs of Missouri City. I live pretty far from Houston, but I'm in the burbs. I'm not like out in the boonies. We have not gotten 90.1 out here very well for a really long time. It's always staticky, and there's many parts there's many places in this area where you just cannot hear it. And I'm talking about from Missouri City to Sugarland, because that's sort of where I live and work. I live in like a nice area. I drive a nice car, and it's still staticky. And again, some places like so staticky that you just can't even, like, it will change the station. So I think that's a shame, because there's so many suburbs around Houston. There's so many, not just opportunity for funding, et cetera, but also opportunity for people to take in 90.1. And it makes sense that a lot of people out here don't know about 90.1 because it just does not come through really well. I don't know, unfortunately, I don't know who that member was, but I just want to say thank you for bringing that up, and thank you for pushing for the transmitter, for better transmitter performance. Really, really appreciate you pushing for that. Folks have been pushing for that for a minute, so thank you for taking up that fight, because I know this is like a new board right now. We definitely need to be accessible to the suburbs around Houston. I listen as I can, and I'm noticing that a lot of stuff is being missed on KPFT. There's so much stuff since probably like November, December that's happening in Houston as far as, protests, especially around Palestine, but really other stuff too around school boards, and not only in HISD, but also out here in Fort Bend. And I'm not hearing hardly anything about Palestine protests locally. And I haven't really heard anything about the Fort Bend ISD stuff, on KPFT. So, my little news collective that I'm part of now that Indie Media is no longer on KPFT, We've been covering all this nonstop. So I just want to say there is a lot, especially of youth movement happening right now locally, that I feel like is not being covered by KPFT. And we really need to be out there covering these things. And one, because that's our mission. That's our mission statement. But also two, to draw in youth that are part of these movements. Because that, you know, I'm sure we all know that that is a problem at KPFT. We definitely need way more young folks than we have right now. So, I think that's mostly what I wanted to say, was just to point out that the service out here for 90.1 is not great in the suburbs of Missouri City and Sugar Land. And again, thank you to that member who, unfortunately, I don't know your name, but thank you so much for pushing for that. And also, because I was on the board for a minute, so the manager is a member of, is a non-voting member of the board, but they can't speak during public comment, especially because they have like an entire general manager's report section. So the public comment section is really for the public. And on that note, I guess please air on FM the town hall, so folks like me who live pretty far from the station can hear that. And I hope there's a way to like submit questions and stuff like that. I missed it if there was. So thank you all so much for your work.
Thank you. We have 5 minutes, and Nance, is there anyone else who wishes to speak who has not? Then Nancy, the floor is yours.
Can you hear
Nancy?
Me?
Nancy? Yes.
Am I heard? Okay. Thank you. And actually from 8:18 to 8:20, the LSB was talking when it should have been public comment time. So actually 2 more minutes should be given to public comment. Oh, I want to say something. When I said KTRH is asking for donations during their American Stories time, which is really interesting programming, I timed a Coast to Coast, which I usually listen to at night. I timed it, and it was like 32 minutes of commercials and 28 minutes of programming. So, and I get that particular show. This is a special guest that comes on every 6 weeks, and I get his show without the commercials. So that's how I can tell. And so I don't know about the rest of the program at KTRH. Stuart would, is it Stuart? Yeah. Stuart would know better, because I hear him sometimes on there. He could explain that better than me. I wanted to say something about talking about bankruptcy in a meeting. We've had problems in the past history of Pacifica, somebody slapping their mouth about bankruptcy and receivership. And it got us into big trouble, because our biggest creditor then went to court and sued us for $4 million and won. So I would like that person who talks about bankruptcy to think about that and not to say those kind of things. And that person said it on the air in 2 different shows, Fair Change and Open Journal. I was flabbergasted. And I hope this person never says these words again, unless it's actually true. And then we have to just scare all the membership and scare lawyers and shake up our creditors. We don't need that. We don't need it. Okay. Another thing I'd like to say is KPFK IGM, he put in a lot of different, added a little more programming, because he had shows that were retiring and going away. And guess what? This off the cliff drop stopped, stabilized, and it's gradually, membership is growing. He also stopped all those health and beauty products. You know, if you use this kind of cream, your skin, your skin looks really beautiful. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, pay for this premium and you'll be looking as my partner here. You know, things like that.
is no longer. It's great. And then these water filters that make the water much healthier for you, and all these beauty products, and that stopped. The IGM stopped it because he said, well, look, we're still behind 2 years in paying for the premiums that we have not delivered yet. So you have to stop doing these things. It's not ethical, moral to keep doing those premiums. And you know what? A lot of people have said at a town hall meeting at KPFK, they didn't like all that, those kind of premiums. That's why they felt like not listening to KPFK. So they are paying off severances. So they're getting rid of, I hear somebody's got their thing on, so it creates a echo. Can you please mute yourself if you're not speaking? So anyway, severance, then get rid of those exorbitant salaries that came with insurance that covers your children up to the age of 26. All that insurance that even covers mental and psychiatric, all those pluses that was done during the bubble economy, we cannot do that anymore. We have to save, and we have to reach out to the youth and get them in. They're not interested in radio. They like television. So we have to develop our visual.
And we're at time certain. Thank you to all the speakers. It is 8:30. I appreciate everyone's comments, and I hope you come back to the next meeting. And we'll sort out the whole thing about ex officio members. I'm unclear. It is time to move to adjourn the LSB and move to the delegates meeting.
Second.
Does that call for a second? Is there any objection to our moving to the next item on the agenda? I see none. So let me ask this. Do we need to call the roll for the delegates meeting? I think we do.
I think yes. It's
in which case I will ask the secretary to call the roll for the delegates meeting.
May I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Who is required to be at the delegates meeting?
Well, nobody is required to be at the delegates meeting. But I think the question may be, are there people who should be excluded? Is that what?
Maybe.
Okay.
No.
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 Hang on. Everybody, Linda, you have your hand up, and then Susan.
I was just going to say what Lillian was talking about. I thought, is this a delegate meeting or is it executive session type thing? So maybe I just don't know. We're going to find out.
I've never conducted one, so we're going to find out. Susan, what yes. did you have to say?
Yeah, I had my hand up. I'm sorry, before Adriana. Delegates are all of the LSB members, I think, except the IGM. And delegates are the entity that elects people to the PNB.
Okay.
There's a peculiarity in the bylaws that some people agree with and some people do not, but we are crossing our T's and dotting our I's by moving into a delegates assembly. And it's basically all of the LSB members except for Sandy, who's ex officio.
Well, here's my question. Whether members of the public are entitled to attend that delegates meeting.
It's not executive session.
It's open.
It's streamed. It's recorded. The works.
This is my first rodeo. So, Adriana, yeah. You have your hand up, and then maybe we can do this thing?
Yes. Just a little explanation. The reason for the delegate assembly, that is the same people from the LSB, as Susan said, minus the ex officio general manager, that is no voting member of the LSB, but no of the delegate assembly. And the reason is because the delegate assembly, the LSB is a subcommittee is, or is a committee of the PMB. The delegate assembly is its own entity and cannot be corrected by the PMB. The LSB can do whatever they wish, but the PMB can change the decision of the LSB.
Okay, I'm
the
going
delegate
to, I'm,
assembly is
Adriana,
not.
Adriana, I'm going to rule that out of order. It's not, that's not what we're talking about in, as we adjourn to the delegates meeting.
The it's delegates exactly meeting the explanation, elect, sir.
Please don't speak over me.
Don't do it in the meantime that I'm talking then.
Point of order.
What is your point of order?
I object to the member arguing with the chair. If we need to take a vote to determine whether she's out of order, fine. But I don't want argument.
I don't know that we do. So Adriana, you have your hand up, and before I call you, we have 20 minutes to get this done to fill the director vacancy. So if you have something that's on the subject, please speak.
Yes, sir. What I was trying to make more clear, Susan explained it perfectly, what is the difference between LSB and delegate assembly.
You're out of order, and you're out of order. That's not on topic. We are here to fill the director vacancy. There is a resolution. I don't know. Do I read that resolution, or is there someone?
Everybody has a copy of it.
Yes. Well, so I'll just go ahead and read it, for the record, as it were. We're here to fill a director vacancy. And on that note, resolved. The nomination shall be heard by the KPFT delegates to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of Director Marianne Martinez. Two, that an election by electronic mail shall be conducted for the position of KPFT listener, sponsor, station representative director, that's a mouthful, with Terry Goodman and Sarah Roos as tellers. Three, that to facilitate these elections, the secretary shall send to the tellers A, the roster of delegates, B, the listing of nominees, C, the name of the office for which they have been nominated, D, certification that these nominations each have at least a year of prior service as a KPFT delegate, and E, the text of this resolution as finally adopted. 4, that the teller shall distribute ballots and voting instructions to all delegates on or after March 15, 2024. 5, the polls shall close at 11:59 p.m. Central Daylight Time on March 22, 2024, unless less than 72 hours would have elapsed since ballot distribution, in which case a later date shall be specified by the tellers in the voting instructions. 6, that in the event that a quorum of ballots has not been received by the initial deadline, the chair of the tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline for the return of ballots. 7, that the results of the election shall be declared by the chair and presented for a vote of ratification at the next meeting of the KPFT delegates after the distribution of tally results. And finally, 8, that the director-elect resulting from this election may submit the unratified teller's report as provisional credentials to the Pacifica National Board if that body meets subsequent to the tally, but prior to the results ratification.
Second.
Is there any objection to ratification of the resolution as I've read it? Hearing none. Then it is so resolved. So are there any, do we have nominations to fill the position of KPFT director to the PNB. Marianne, you have your hand up.
Yes, sir. I'd like to nominate Richard Uzzell.
Richard, do you accept the nomination?
I do, and I thank you, Marianne. And I thank you for years of work.
Thank you, sir. And I appreciate everything you've done, and I think you're more than qualified and capable of doing that position.
I will ask if we have time for a brief, any brief comments, but are there any other nominations?
I nominate myself, Adriana Kasnay.
Okay. So, so far, thus far, the nominees are, Richard Uzel and Adriana Kasnay. Are there any other nominations? Going once, going twice. I can't believe y'all ain't jumping at this like a 2-for-1 hot wing deal. Okay. We have sufficient time, I think, for brief statements by the nominees. And I'll take them in order of their nomination. Richard Uzel, can you tell us why you accepted this?
I wrote up a little thing here. I said, a shout out to Larry Lee and Don Gardner, to my old friend Larry Winters, to the building committee, Callie, Mike, and Debbie. Some time ago at Lovett Boulevard, I was sitting in the second story window, painting the window frame. Downstairs, they were holding a pledge drive on the radio. A pickup truck slowly pulled into the parking lot, and the driver stepped out with a double-barrel 12-gauge shotgun and started into the building. Things weren't looking too good. I got out of the window and yelled down, "Hey, you can't take that into the station." Ultimately, he took his shotgun and left. Pacifica has faced many dire threats over the years. Now we face the possibility of losing Pacifica altogether. I think it's time that I step up to our challenges and help out on the national board. Please give me your number one vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Adriana, you wish to motivate your candidacy? Or not?
Hello.
She's muted.
Lillian, yes?
I can't hear anything.
No, she's muted and she's very well able to. I believe she must have stepped away. So, so then I guess the secretary will forward those nominations to Terry Goodman and Sarah Roos. And I'm not going to read the rest of the obligations per the resolution that we just adopted, but you got a job to do.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
At the end of this item, we move back into the regular LSB meeting. What I would request is that if Adriana comes back after we move back into the LSB meeting, that we go ahead and hear her candidate statement, even though it's not in the Assembly of Delegates.
I think that's a fine idea.
Absolutely.
Yes. Point of information.
I know this is, they say you snooze, you lose. And I'm thinking, did I miss something? Did we do a roll call?
No.
No, we didn't.
No. Did we decide we didn't?
We agreed we needed to, and then we didn't.
I was asking if we needed to.
Okay. Would you like a roll call?
Yes, please.
Okay. Here we go. Everybody unmute, please. Finding the right page. Here we go. Teresa.
Present.
David Britton.
Present.
Lillian.
Present.
Adriana.
Present.
Joseph, absent. No, is he on? He's on.
Absent.
He's absent. He has an excuse absence.
Right. Lyndon.
Here.
Henry. Absent. Hearing no one. Robert Gartner.
We established he was having trouble.
Okay, all right. Here. Mike Lewis.
Mike Lewis is here.
Cheryl. I see her. You're muted. Cheryl. Raise your thumb. Raise your thumb, Cheryl. Okay.
The record reflected Cheryl Lynn raised her thumb.
All right. Mary Ann.
Here. I'm here.
Chairman.
I'm here.
Story.
Here.
Stuart.
Stuart is present.
Rick.
I'm here.
I believe Frank is gone, or Frank is here.
Frank has an excused absence.
Okay. Jane.
Present.
Debbie.
Present.
Richard.
Present.
Egberto.
Aquí.
Oh, okay, okay. Susan.
Susan Young is here.
Oh, and Andrea.
Present.
Okay.
And Rob, you missed Elaine Duncan, but she had telephone problems and I think she's dropped off.
Oh, okay. All right. Absent.
And I got my thing to unmute. This is Cheryl. I'm here.
Okay. Point of information. Did we ever hear from Robert Gartner, or did he say something in chat?
No. He has not. I'm actually looking at the chat. So no, he is not. So if there
was a quorum, was that a quorum?
So
we have a quorum for the delegates meeting.
Okay. Point of information, Mr. Chair.
I'll be right there. I trust that the record will reflect that we had a quorum to ratify the resolution and to make the nominations that we have. With apologies to the body, I am clearly struggling this evening, for which you have my apology. Yes.
Does LSB, we vote on this, the delegates?
The delegate, you just did. No, you did not vote, but yes, you will. The teller will send out ballots.
Okay. I just want to make sure that when I see it show up that, you know, LSB votes. Okay.
You should expect to receive something from Terry Goodman.
Right.
Adriana, I'm glad that you have, rejoined us. We have a few minutes. We have 3 minutes left. If you'd like to make a short statement to motivate your candidacy.
I have to say something. First of all, it's a question. That's why I request for a point of information. Do we have, because I saw an email from Joseph Davis asking for an excuse absent. I want that. Was that voted on? I saw an email from that.
Yes,
okay.
You were late, but yes.
Okay. Then need to be in this meeting too. The delegates assembly, we need to write there that Joseph Davis is excused. I don't know if we did it, but, and second of all, I'm asking for, sorry, it's very difficult for me. I'm driving. I don't have, you know, I'm going in and out, and that's why it's so difficult. Sometimes I cannot even talk. If you don't mind, obviously everybody's struggling with my voice and what I'm saying. If you don't mind, I will send an email to the LSB with whatever my statement need to be. Then we'll be more clear. Then we don't confuse. I was with Susan and somebody was, you know, admonished me because being with Susan.
That would be great.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes.
I move that we excuse the absence of Joseph Davis and Frank Pratka for the delegate session.
Is there any objection?
Second.
Hearing no objection, then it shall be so.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I apologize. Let me also add a move for an excused absence for Elaine Duncan, who I believe lost her phone connectivity.
Yeah, she was here and something.
She was in the LSB meeting. Right.
Again, any objection? Hearing none, it shall be so. That sounds awfully regal, doesn't it? I like that. I'm gonna do that more often as chair. I suggest then that we, it's almost a time certain. So I suggest that we, adjourn the delegates meeting and return to the LSB meeting.
Second.
Any objection? Going once, going?
No.
So we are returned to the LSB. Please tell me we don't have to call the roll again.
No.
I will quit.
No, you don't.
Okay. All right. That doesn't mean we don't still have elections to deal with. The LSB needs to elect 4 KPFT delegate reps. That is 2 each for the National Audit Committee and the National Governance Committee. We've allocated 20 minutes to this as well. I will read the resolution, which everyone has on their agenda. I'll read it so that the record's clear. Resolved that nominations be heard for KPFT's non-director members of the 2024 PNB Audit Committee and the 2024 PNB Governance Committee. 2, that an election by electronic mail shall be conducted for the 2 seats available on each committee, with, again, Terry Goodman and Sarah Roos as tellers. 3, that to facilitate these elections, the secretary shall send to the tellers, A, the roster of the voting LSB members, B, the listing of nominees, C, the name for the office for which each has been nominated, D, certification that these nominees are each non-director KPFT delegates, and E, the text of this resolution as finally adopted. 4, that the teller shall distribute ballots and voting instructions to all voting LSB members on or after March 15th, 2024. 5, that the polls shall close at 11:59 p.m. Central Daylight Time on March 22nd, 2024, unless less than 72 hours would have elapsed since ballot distribution, in which case a later date shall be specified by the tellers in the voting instructions. 6, that in the event that a quorum of ballots has not been received by the initial deadline, the chair of the tellers is authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline for the return of ballots. 7, that the results of the election shall be declared by the chair and presented for a vote of ratification at the next meeting of KPFT LSB after the distribution of the tally results. And finally, 8, that the committee members elect resulting from these elections may submit the unratified teller's report as provisional credentials to the PNB committee, to which each will presumably be elected if that body meets subsequent to the tally, but prior to the results ratification. Is there any objection to the adoption of the resolution as I have read it?
Second.
Hearing no objection, it is so resolved. So, are there nominations for, let's do this in order. Are there, first, we need at least two nominations for the National Audit Committee. Yes, Richard.
I'd like to nominate Rob Lee.
Rob, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
spoken with authority. I like that. Susan, you had your hand.
I'd like to nominate Elaine Duncan. I met with her over the weekend, and she is willing to accept it. Sorry she's not here at the moment.
You're sure you're not just trying to drop her in the grease?
I am trying to drop her into the grease. You snooze, you lose, dude.
Okay. Do we have any other nominations for audit committee? Adriana? Yes.
I nominate Joseph David, and I nominate myself.
You nominate
First name. I didn't hear your first name, Adriana.
Joseph Davis, she said.
Joseph Davis. And you nominate yourself as well. Did I get that right, Adriana?
Yes.
Okay. Jane?
I have a question. Can we nominate someone who isn't present?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They can still tricky. Say, I believe that until the names are actually submitted to the tellers, they can say, oh hell no.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm sorry.
This is America.
For a while, isn't it?
For a minute. Yeah. So are there any other nominations for, audit committee? We have Robert Lee, Elaine Duncan, Joseph Davis, and Adriana Casanave. Hearing none. If the secretary will please submit those names to the tellers, for the audit committee. Governance committee. Again, we need at least two, nominations for the government committee, and Adriana is Johnny on the spot. Raise her hand first. So yes, go ahead.
I nominate again Joseph David and myself.
Okay. I have a question. I assume that there's no reason that a person can't serve on both those committees. Is that right?
Right.
Yep. Okay. So governance is Joe Davis and Adriana Casanave.
Where's your plug? I need your plug.
Are there any other nominations? Jane, you have your hand up.
I nominate myself.
Jane Scheidler.
I'll second that.
What was I thinking?
No, too late now. Susan? You figured out how to raise your hand. Look at that. Look at you.
I nominate Tori Mercer.
Tori Mercer. Okay.
And you may just hate this, but I also nominate Mac. You're an attorney. I think it'd be helpful for you to be on that.
With some trepidation, I will accept the nomination.
Well,
Richard? Oh, I'm sorry. Are there any other nominations for the National Governance Committee? Hearing none, then I ask that the secretary, forward those names to the tellers and otherwise adhere to the requirements of the resolution adopted by the LSB.
What were the names? My battery went low, so I had to go get a plug.
correct me if I'm wrong, but governance nominations are Joseph Davis, Adriana Casanave, Jane Scheidler, Tori Mercer, and me.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Shall we move on? You know,
we're doing
much better than I thought we were. Yes.
And that's 2 out of 5, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, the top two will be. And, you know, we have a couple minutes. Does anybody want to motivate their nomination that's here?
Sure, I will.
Okay.
I've previously served on the PNB governance, and I found it very worthwhile. I really enjoyed working with people from other stations at that level. I found it to be refreshing that people were really able to look at governance issues separate from, dare I say it, our local drama. Some of us have more drama. We as a station have relatively low drama. But there are some stations that really struggle. And so it was wonderful to meet at that level and really talk about how it works, what makes it work, how we can make it work better, and be a best representative of our station and our mission. So that's what I have to say.
Thank you. Adriana, you want to do the same thing you talked about earlier, send us an email, or do you want to address us now? I don't hear you, so. I got nominated. I don't know that being a lawyer is going to be of any benefit. It is a remarkable hindrance in so many of my endeavors. I do think that one of the things that I've observed in my couple of years here now is that, there are some gaps. There are some gaps in how, I'm talking about Pacifica, governs itself. And, if there is some input that I might, if there's some beneficial input that I might offer, then I'll go try. That's my speech. And I see you laughing at me, Susan. That's great. Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate it. Okay. And none of the other people are here. So,
No, Mr. Chair.
Yes. Tori.
Tori's here.
Are you here?
I'm right here.
I'm sorry. Your phone, your name. I'm going to start renaming you when you come on. I'm so sorry.
No problem. Yeah, I don't know if anybody wants an anarchist on the governance committee, but I'm a horizontalist. You know, I believe in direct democracy. I don't believe in hierarchy. You know, I was, you know, helped put the, I was, you know, worked for years on these bylaws, you know, and nobody took my advice back then. I don't expect them to take my advice now. But, you know, the train wreck that, you know, we've been experiencing could have been avoided if we had different bylaws and we were more, functioned more as a community organization, which is a square peg in a round hole as when we're incorporated as a nonprofit, as a corporation. And so, you know, corporations are intrinsically hierarchical, whether they're nonprofit or for-profit. And, so that's the contradiction of KPFT. We want to be a community organization, but we're a corporation. And, you know, square pegs and round holes. You know, there's ways to, you know, try to make things more horizontal. And, you know, I wasn't going to say anything for myself. You know, wasn't trying for this position. I, you know, if people want me to go and, you know, raise that flag, I will. And, you know, that's my thing. You know, I'm a horizontalist and I don't like the way that Pacifica is organized at all. So there.
There you have it. Thank you very much. Might talk to you about that. No. Okay. Let's move on then to the KPFT LSB committee reports. Committee of Inclusion. I know we've just now named a convener, and so I guess we'll hear from them next time. Development and outreach. Hang on. Anything, you have your hand up?
Yes, I was just going to give my report, and I'm looking for where I wrote it down, the items of my report, which was, I think, next to where I wrote the agenda for this meeting. So give me one more minute. Somebody can go ahead of me. Sure. Sorry.
Sure. Governance? Who's chair of governance? I forget.
The governance chair is PK McCary.
And she's not with us.
Okay. Yes, sir.
And it makes sure that no one else. Okay. Just a minute, Teresa. I just want to make sure there's no one else here who can offer that report in PK's stead. Okay. Circling now, back to you, Teresa.
Okay. Are you ready?
No. I have a comment about the governance committee outline, whatever it is.
Okay.
Marianne Martinez is the pro tem secretary, and she gave us a list of the people who attended that first meeting, and I put that in the minutes that were approved earlier today.
Yes, and unfortunately, also, if I could interject here, I did have the minutes drawn up. However, PK had to go out of the country, and we have not had a chance to meet with the committee to have those minutes approved. So therefore, I guess it's probably inappropriate to present those, other than the fact that, as Richard stated, we do have the list of all the people who were present, and we had quite a few people at that meeting.
Okay.
25.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I bet that's like herding cats. All right. Teresa?
Okay. The Development and Outreach Committee meets to walk in the St. Patrick's Day Parade this coming Saturday, the 16th. Pete Little will be in a vehicle, and we need at least four people to carry a banner and two others to pass out those little QR cards for KPFT, and also some candy. I have several people, and I'm looking for others. Is there anyone on this call that would like to walk with us this Saturday morning?
Oh.
I'll try to come do that.
Okay. All right, I'll put you down. All right.
But I can't.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. We are going to be, before the Art Car Parade, we're going to be passing out KPFT literature. In the past, we've had some very clever, fun, cards to distribute. And here's an example where it says, knock, knock, who's there? Radio, radio, who? Radio or not, here comes KPFT. In the past, we've also had one where we had Einstein's definition, explanation of radio. And Lou Hill, who's the founder of Pacifica, and Robert McChesney, and Little Richard. Little Richard says, a womp bump, a loo bump, a womp bump bump. And that just about says it all. So we also have had some really nice flyers, quarter flyers, for 4th of July. So if there's anyone here who would like to walk in a 4th of July parade for KPFT, we have represented ourselves at the Woodlands 4th of July parade. And we've had quotes on this that, like, we have the right to our own opinions, but not our own facts, which is a Daniel Patrick Moynihan quote. We also have Robert McChesney, quote, the collapse of journalism is also a crisis for democracy. Self-government cannot work without an informed citizenry, and that can't work without journalism. So I think that these are fun events to walk in, and we are looking, if you have an idea for a quarter flyer for the art car parade, would you please call me? And if you'd like to be one of the people that passes out those flyers, please call me. May 11th, we have Grant Peoples performing at Millbend Coffee House, and the charity of the evening has been designated as KPFT. I really loved his last fundraiser for KPFT at Anderson Fair. I told him, man, I could just hear the exact same set. It was so wonderful. So I hope you'll support this. We could probably use some people here, there, and encouraging people to contribute 54 for 54 at that event. That's about it. Well, so we have fundraising. Last point. There are some people that don't like to attend meetings, but I would be happy to put you on the notification list. Is there anyone here who would like to be notified of the meetings or would like to see the minutes of this committee? So you might be able to contribute an idea or, you know, some sort of suggestions, but not be counted toward quorum or anything. Is there anyone here who would like to just be in that capacity notified of meetings? Okay. Sorry?
When is your next meeting?
April. It's usually the first Tuesday of every month, except we don't do it if it's on the 4th of July. And we didn't have it on this first Tuesday in February because that was Election Day. Our next meeting is April 2nd, and they're at 6 o'clock. So I you may have noticed I've been sending you minutes. We're always looking for ideas. I don't expect everybody to do everything, but, you know, you might want to participate in something if you see it, and you might have some good ideas. We do a lot of brainstorming. So, any other questions?
Jane, you have your hand
up? Yeah, I like to do that, but, you know, if it's at 6 o'clock, you know, sometimes I get stuck at work or get stuck in traffic, and I don't want to be on it while I'm driving down the road. So if I'm not part of the quorum and I don't get logged in, do I still have to tell you I'm going to be absent?
No, you don't have to do that.
Oh, okay. Okay. But I like how I'm half on it and half, you know, it just depends on where I'm at or whatever.
If you want to be notified and you want to join the call, you can still speak up.
Okay.
Mike Lewis, if you're not working, you can be notified of the calls, and I'd love to have you on the call. But you need to let me know if that's what you want.
Yeah. So okay. I can come in just a little bit later. Is that okay?
Always. And you can always come over.
Okay. But no, like what she's saying, y'all need to go to Millbend. It is a blast. It's a blast. Come represent us.
Jane, you've had your hand up.
All I just want to say to Teresa is I'm going to be that person you hate who has really good ideas, but I'm at the point in my psychological cycle where it's hard for me to physically show up, but I do have some ideas and I'll be happy to share them with you, and I will support you any way I can that doesn't involve walking with my knees and my feet because I'm old.
You can always just join the call for whatever period of time you like. When we're doing brainstorming, I try not to be critical, and we just want to take the ideas because those generate other thoughts. I mean, for Giving Tuesday, for example, you know, somebody said, well, how about a Christmas tree ornament as a gift for those people that give on Giving Tuesday, and it's right for Christmas. Great idea. And there are lots of ideas. And I'm trying not to be critical of any of them because those spark other ideas. Okay.
Teresa, you are a very loving person and it shows. I mean, you are so accepting of good ideas and non-judgmental. It really,
Point of order. Point of personal privilege.
Excuse me. We're personal privilege. Far more than the allotted time. I'd like to at least.
My personal privilege, Mr. Chair. I think there's altogether too much goodwill.
Right. This is so non-Pacific.
Then I'm going to shut it down on
that. We need to start some fisticuffs.
Mr. Chair, may I have one more minute?
Sure.
Okay. Was it Stewart that wanted to speak earlier? Do you have anything that, or was it David Britton? I can't remember which one it was. Somebody wanted to say something earlier. If it had anything to do with development or outreach, I say speak now.
It was me. I'll pass at this point, but thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you, then.
Sorry about that confusion too, Stewart. Hey, all right. Management Selection and Review Committee.
Okay, that's me. So, we had a meeting. I'm terrible about dates, but we had a meeting. I think it was last Wednesday. And, which we had agreed on a Monday, but, the Secretary Pro Tem screwed up and got it posted for the wrong day, but everybody accepted we go ahead with that meeting. I was elected chair of the committee. Teresa was elected secretary of the committee. Thank you, Teresa. I know it's a lot of work. The committee discussed what it was that our job, my cat just attacked me and I punched her. So anyway, what our jobs are, our jobs will be at least twofold. One, when we are further along in the year, we will be evaluating the general manager. If Sandy continues in that position, but we just completed the evaluation last December. And the other is that if there's a decision because of budget and whatever, that there is a posting for the permanent general manager position, we will be convening to address that. And, at this time that is a budget matter and a decision and a matter for, consideration with the executive director. The committee decided to meet next, the first Monday in June, and meet earlier if there is some compelling reason to do so. There was some discussion of, but I will tell you there is not agreement about, whether the committee has a role in, contributing to the, job description for the ED or the PD. And so that's a matter that might be taken up in future, but we will be asking for the participation and advice of the executive director.
Are there any questions? I take it by your silence that there are none. Lyndon, you are last but not least by any means.
All right. Thank you. I've not convened the finance committee as of yet. We don't have any financials to look at. The last thing that we were presented was the 2023 fiscal year, which ended, I think, September 31 of 23. And I sent that out to everybody on the LSB. I don't know when we're going to get anything to look at. However, I am going to meet with Sandy in the next couple of weeks because we have to start planning on putting a budget together for 2025. And once I find out what he and Markeisha are thinking and also what the PNB is going to be requesting, then I will we'll be able to convene and have a meeting about that. And that even won't be too informative. I did this once before about 5 years ago, and I found out that, you know, all the salary stuff can't be seen by all the LSB members. And there's just so much that is out of our hands. but we will, I will convene a meeting, in the near future when we have some, income statements to look at.
Thank you, Lyndon. I don't see any questions or any hands. Thank you very much, all of you. Is there any unfinished business of which the chair is unaware? That rhymes. Hey, I'm here all night, guys. Here all night. Tip your white staff. Hearing none, is there any new business? Seems like we've done a lot this evening, but is there any new business? Hearing none. Then I suggest that we confirm that the next meeting of the KPFT LSB will be on April 10th. That is 2 days after the total eclipse. And I will, if I can chair from West Texas, I will do so. If I cannot, then I'll ask the vice chair. We'll see how that works out when I'm out there.
Motion
I've never
to
had
adjourn.
I've never had any trouble attending these meetings when I was not chair. I'm just like feeling hyper responsible now or something. So the next meeting will be on April 10th, 2024 at 7 p.m. bat time. Is there a
motion to adjourn?
God, you're good. You're good.
My favorite motion.
Second.
I hear no objections. Are there?
And I'm seconding.
No objections.
All right, none.
Then we're gone.
Good meeting. Love done.
Bye.
Arrivederci.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara.
I think it was a good meeting.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Andrea.
So, Susan, did you already leave? She already left. I thought I was in a hurry to get out of here. All right. See you guys later.
Bye. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Good night.